This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall. The new coronavirus shows no sign of abating as it works its cruel way around the world, now in 177 countries and regions. There are close to 615,000 confirmed cases at this hour, closing in on 29,000 deaths. The figures come from a running tally being kept by Johns Hopkins University. The United States has the largest number of confirmed infections, about 105,000. New York City is especially hard hit, but there are large new clusters emerging in Chicago, Detroit, and New Orleans. As bad as things are in the U.S., many countries exceed its estimated 1,600 deaths. In Europe, Italy and Spain continue reporting the most alarming virus numbers. 2 weeks into a nationwide lockdown, Italy has lost more than 9,000 lives to COVID-19, and health officials there reported almost 1,000 new cases over 24 hours, pushing the total case figure to about 86,500. In Spain, infections have gone up by 11,000, hiking the number of coronavirus cases there to well over 72,000. Deaths are approaching 6,000. Says a paramedic at a hospital in Barcelona, "We are completely overwhelmed." In France, COVID-19 has so far taken about 2,000 lives. The total reported caseload in the country is about 33,000. Germany has announced it will not loosen restrictions on public life until at least April 20th. There have been 53,000 COVID-19 cases in Germany, with about 400 deaths. Chancellor Angela Merkel remains quarantined. She was treated by a doctor later found to be coronavirus positive. The only world leader found to be suffering from COVID-19 at this point is British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who is in isolation, one of almost 15,000 cases in the United Kingdom, where the official death toll stands at 759. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Hard-hit Iran, a Middle East hotspot, has reported over 35,000 coronavirus cases, with a death toll of more than 2,500. A tragedy on top of that, nearly 300 people in Iran have died after ingesting bootleg methanol as a purported COVID-19 safeguard. Here in the United States, President Trump has signed a $2.2 trillion pandemic aid package aimed at helping Americans weather a period of economic distress that deepens by the day. Mr. Trump has also invoked the Defense Production Act, ordering that General Motors begin manufacturing ventilators for COVID-19 patients who need them to stay alive. The state of New York alone says it needs tens of thousands of ventilators for its hospitals, both standing and makeshift. An official at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control says the country remains in the acceleration phase of the pandemic and that all corners of the United States are at risk. It is an argument clearly at odds with President Trump's public wish to soon open up the economy in parts of the country which remain largely untouched by COVID-19. He is promising an early decision on backing away from existing White House guidance on such things as stay-at-home orders and social distancing. Meanwhile, Abbott Labs says it's gotten approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to market a rapid test for detecting the coronavirus. 5 minutes for a positive result, 13 minutes for a negative reading. In other developments, India is using a fleet of buses to carry an exodus of migrant workers from New Delhi to their home villages in the midst of the world's largest pandemic lockdown of 1.3 billion people. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says his country has reached a critical stage in dealing with the pandemic, but that he is not yet prepared to declare a state of emergency. China is sending medical help and supplies to neighboring Pakistan. There have been only 11 virus deaths there, but there are more than 1,400 cases. World markets have a weekend to regroup after being hit by a fresh wave of pandemic-induced selling yesterday. On the heels of a large-scale three-day rally, Wall Street finished the week with a 900-point drop in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, a loss of 4% in value. The director of one of Haiti's top hospitals was kidnapped yesterday, prompting a staff refusal to take in new patients as the impoverished country battles an outbreak of the new coronavirus amid a spike in gang violence. Dr. Jerry Bitar, a surgeon, was seized shortly after leaving for work from his home in an upscale neighborhood of the capital, Port-au-Prince. Kidnappings for ransom in Haiti have sharply increased this year amid a political and economic crisis. Because of the pandemic, a conference to review the implementation of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty has been postponed. It was set to begin at UN headquarters in New York late next month. A meeting is held every 5 years. The treaty is considered the underpinning of global efforts to prevent the spread of nuclear weapons. 191 nations are involved. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, Gene Randall, VOA News. Oh.